From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order Monday banning for 4 months entry to the U.S. by all refugees. It would also bar entry for 3 months to people from 6 reputed terrorist hotspots: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Like every nation, the United States has a right to control who enters our country and to keep out those who would do us harm. This executive order seeks to protect the American people as well as lawful immigrants by putting in place an enhanced screening and vetting process for visitors from 6 countries.
The administration's first such measure was blocked by U.S. courts. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of banned travelers. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees from the U.S. Also removed is language giving preference to religious minorities. But Ed Yonka of the ACLU is buying none of it.
And this is still unconstitutional. This remains a religious test to enter the United States of America. This is something fundamentally that our nation has never permitted.
Ed Yonka of the ACLU. White House aides Monday defended President Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claim that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on Mr. Trump's telephones during the presidential campaign. Iranian vessels came within 550 meters of a U.S. Navy ship Saturday in the Strait of Hormuz in what the Navy says was an unprofessional and unsafe encounter that forced the U.S. ship to change direction. This is VOA News.